So, in an attempt to put fire in the belly, I'm going to teach a set today, which is called Fire. It's a set about heating up the body. If you're menstruating, are you menstruating? No, you're not. Are you menstruating?
No.
No, I don't know. You might still. I do. I still do. So, okay, great. Well, then that's fine. The fire in the body comes from the belly. The fire is a very interesting aspect of ourselves because once you've been pregnant, given birth, even if you've had only miscarriages and never actually taken a pregnancy to full term, the energy leaves your body with each pregnancy. And if you don't put this fire back, then you find it quite difficult. It can become quite difficult to have boundaries, good self-esteem, and creative output. So to turn that the other way around, if you want to extend and increase your boundaries, if you want to extend and increase your ability to project into the world, if you want to create creativity, if you want to be a creative person, and it can be from being a creative accountant to just making great cakes, it doesn't have to be that you have to go and paint pictures. Working with the belly is how you do that. So the belly, which is your navel here, the belly button, there's 72,000 nerves that meet in a circle around the belly. And this breath, breath of fire, how are you finding breath of fire? Is it getting easier for you?
Yes, and it's very interesting. Last time, I was quite tired on the day, but the following morning I woke up and all of a sudden I had too much energy in me, which I haven't had for a very long time.
Oh, excellent. It's a strong yoga. It's a strong type of
so
yoga.
So I sort of referred it to the class. Mm. There was not this connection, definitely. And I think it's something to do with
to do with this part of the body. Yes. The belly is very interesting because there's actually two things that go on. The navel, which is around your belly button, is where 72,000 nerve endings meet. And this is the third chakra. But what's really interesting, and nobody seems to discuss very much, is that underneath your rib cage, so my rib cage comes up to my sternum like this, under here there's a ball of energy that sits here, which is called the hara. The Japanese call it the hara. And when you pull the second part of the body locks, that's where you tighten. And this is a very powerful part of how we center ourselves. So being conscious of these two things, of the navel and the hara, in this part of the body, it becomes quite interesting how you can manifest and project and express yourself. That's what this fire energy is all about. And when you do the kind of exercises that we're going to do today with the intention, I talk at the beginning of the class because I want to create an intention in what you're doing and an understanding of what you're doing. Not only do you build the fire in the belly, you build up the heat in the body, you build up all this stuff that having children negates and loses. But what you do as a result is you build self-esteem, you build boundaries, you build the ability to creatively express yourself, you build the ability to project, so you become a lot more dynamic. So if you're experiencing a period in your life where you feel stuck, then anything that you do with the belly will always push you forward. But the very interesting thing about the belly is it's rather like the thighs. It's a very large area of muscle, and so it's very challenging. And you really have to make a decision. I have made a decision recently I wake up in the morning, I run, and then I do 30 leg raises, 10 press-ups, and 30 sit-ups, and front platform. And that's because I specifically want to achieve certain things. And I know that if I force myself to do those four things, I know for 100% I will get the benefit. I get the benefit from my figure, but that's an aside to all the other benefits that I know I'll get from making this decision, because I'm trying to start a new business. I'm trying to create something from the ground. So if I do the work, it will manifest. So it's a really interesting tool. So we're going to do a lot of breath of fire, but a lot of the focus will be on the belly. And as usual, I'll start with some quite intense warm-ups. And then we'll go right at the end back into the Sudarshan Chakra Kriya, which was the meditation we played with last week, and see if we can take it to another step. Okay? Do you have any questions before I start? No? Okay. But do feel free, to ask anything. I know you've been doing... How long have you been doing Kundalini? But you're not a teacher?
No.
No. Okay. Okay, hands in prayer pose. Long deep inhale. And exhale. And again inhale. And exhale. And inhale to begin. Go but knowing that every single one that you do makes it that tiny, tiny bit stronger. I lost count. Were you counting?
Yeah. Done.
Done. Excellent. Okay. So, from here, come onto your toes and your elbows. Your toes and your elbows only, with breath of fire. Inhale, stay up, squeeze the root line, squeeze the belly, and exhale and lie flat. Well done. Lie flat for a moment, relax all the muscles. Just let it go soft. If it hurts your back, Natasha, you have to ask me to change the posture.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah? If it does hurt your back, curl up on your heels. Sit back. Okay. And now curl your head forward, and that should release any pressure. And release your shoulders, put your hands by your feet. Yep. Is that releasing the pressure? Good. If a posture feels uncomfortable, it's very important that you ask for it to be changed. Because I can only guess how you're feeling. Softer, your elbow bends a little bit more. Release the movement to the side. So you inhale to the centre and exhale to each side, and it should release any tension in the back of your pelvis. Okay? How does that feel now?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, good. Alright, so we're going to start the set. So everything that you're going to do now is about building fire. The first posture, Sufi grind, is where you rotate your pelvis. You actually rotate your belly around your pelvis. So it's not leaning forward. What you're doing is you're pulling your chest forward, so you're leading with your bosoms. Inhaling and exhaling so your back opens. Inhaling so your chest comes out and exhaling so your back opens. Inhaling your chest forward and exhaling, opening out your shoulder blades. And this posture is about letting go. It's about releasing history. It's about becoming present. It's a very interesting posture, actually. What this posture also does is it releases a lot of serotonin, so it makes you feel good. So find a rhythm. It's the same piece of music. Just let yourself go. You're going to do 3 minutes. If you've got a pillow or something with you, you might want to use it now because you're going to have your arms above your head. I think it's a posture that we did last week, so you won't be unfamiliar with it. It's an ear sandwich, hands facing each other, very, very strong, straight up, with breath of fire, 3 minutes of breath of fire. You can kneel if you find it more comfortable. So you start the process of pulling in fire into the belly.
Very focused.
comes back on your belly now, and what this next posture is going to do is release that energy into the whole of the body. So you lie on your stomach, and you're going to go into bow pose. So you're taking hold of your ankles and pulling up into bow pose, but with long deep breathing, not with breath of fire. It's my intention that you do 2 minutes, but let's see how we do. Hold lower, no, not just long deep breathing, slow breath, and hold slightly lower down your feet, onto your ankles, not your actual top of your foot. That's better. So just inhaling up. Inhale up, you push your feet away, your knees come off the floor. And really slow the breath down. Posture that puts your belly, hopefully, at the highest point. So you take hold of your ankles and you close your shoulder blades and push up your belly. And then hold your ankles, because you make a closed circuit of energy. Hold your ankles and keep pushing up and up all the time with long, deep breathing, so that when you inhale, your belly really inflates. Okay?
It's an interesting posture because what you do is you put pressure on the kidneys, you stimulate the thymus because you're opening the chest, and you stimulate the thyroid and the neck because of the posture. But you're actually, more than anything, you're building the energy in the third chakra. So you're building the fire energy in the body. So push up and hold the posture with long, powerful, deep breathing. Emmanuel Santa Romana. Inhale.
Good. How are you doing, princess?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Come on to your stomach. What is the issue with your back? Is it just not very strong?
I think I have a dislocated disc.
Oh, slipped disc.
Not slipped. It's very difficult to say that. On the x-ray, it just, you know, looks like that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. But well, I've been doing yoga for about a year, and it seems to help.
Okay, well, I was going to say, this next posture is one of the key postures that one would give for a slipped disc, because it strengthens the spine. So you're lying on your stomach. Now, if it causes you discomfort, then do it inhaling up and exhaling down. But if you can hold the posture, it strengthens all the dorsal muscles. So you're lying on your stomach, and you make yourself into a fulcrum. So it's hands up and legs up with long, deep breathing. But if you find that you can't hold it for very long, then inhale up and exhale down, because as you'll very quickly feel, it plays with all of your stomach muscles. So we're going to aim for 2 minutes. And I didn't actually realise until now that this was such an incredible abs exercise. Keep going, or would you like to stop? To stop. Okay, well, inhale up as high as you can and hold the breath and squeeze the root up. And then exhale. It's interesting, isn't it? The most surprising things are completely hideous, don't you find? Curl up in baby pose and you'll release the tension. Thank you. Again, you flip over now and you're on your back with your feet towards me. Another one of those interesting postures that strengthens all the core abdominal muscles. It's called the stretch pose. And if your back is weak, you need to hold your back so that it doesn't hurt so much. So if you feel your back, like I think you do, you have to put your hands low down here, okay? Under your bum. Don't bend your elbows, just lift your pelvis slightly. Lift your head, raise your feet, look at your toes with a breath of fire. If you don't need to hold your back, then the posture is done like this. With breath of fire. I'm going to aim for a minute, okay? Ready? Steady. Go. Look at your toes. You must look at your toes. You must look at your toes. That's virtually the whole point of the exercise, is that you look at your toes. You must keep looking at your toes. You've got 10 seconds. And inhale, stay up. No, stay up, stay up. Hold the breath, squeeze everything. Look at your toes. And exhale. I promise you it gets easier. When I was little and training to be a Kundalini yoga teacher, there was no question that you could only get away with a minute. You had to do 3 minutes. And now, it seems like a minute of that is a monster. How's your back doing, Natasha?
It's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Your knees to your chest and give them a hug. Just squeeze them for a bit and release some of that tension. Okay, next posture is quite an interesting one. It comes much more into a much more interesting yogic technology. The sound of the third chakra is har, H-A-R, which is said with a very strong pumping of the belly. So how exactly what it actually sounds like is ha, ha, ha. Har means seed. It's the creative output. It's the seed of your creativity. That's the sound. Ha, ra. And it has to be done with the mouth, with the tongue. Ra, ha. So it comes from the belly. Ha, ha, ha. I'll put on quite a rhythmic piece of music. I was looking on both my things. I thought I had a mantra that is just ha, but I changed what's on my iPod and my iPad and I don't. So to do this, you're going to be up on your knees with your hands in prayer pose, leaning back. Ha, 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 ha. Okay? And I'll put on quite strong music, but that generates energy. It's a powerful mantra for prosperity, so if you have issues with prosperity. Okay, she's going to get going now. Well, this is a slightly different mantra, but you can chant.
It is about the
ha, 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 ha.
Thank you.
nicely down and pull your leg a bit. Do you want a pillow to sit on, or are you comfortable just on your mat? Because there's pillows over here. Okay.
I might. Yeah, thank you.
Hopefully you're remembering to look through your nose. This will be the last one.
spread your arms out in a T shape. Bend your knees, bring them to your chest. You're going to inhale your knees up and then exhale your head to the right, your knees to the left. And then inhale your knees back up and exhale your knees to the right and your head to the left. I think that's the other way around. It's confusing. Close the space. Hands in breath pose. Inhale. So. So.